Before we get into that, though, it is over on Jeopardy.
Yeah, it is. Boy, this caught America by storm, I think. The James Holzhauer story was incredible. And maybe it's not so much that he was breaking records. It's how he was doing it. It's the bold stroke, you know. I think it's all about the style that really piqued people's interest. It wasn't that he was winning, you know, 30 games in a row and winning $22,000 a pop, because that would have moved the needle. Mm-hmm. But I can promise you we wouldn't have done multiple segments on him. We wouldn't have mentioned him throughout this run the way that we did. There wouldn't have been stories about, you know, him being a professional gambler and him knowing numbers about baseball teams being interested in him. That wouldn't have happened. It's the way he went about it. Now, the first part that's weirding me out is the fact that this all leaked yesterday. Really, Sunday. And the people over at Jeopardy say that they have a pretty good idea of how it happened and who leaked it. And we always ask the question, who are these people that leak these things? And they say that they know. And can you imagine Alex Trebek or whoever coming to this dude and sitting him down and just looking him in the eye and being like, we got you.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Because that is...
I'm fighting pancreatic cancer.
Yes!
When you're doing this...
I'm 80 years old and fighting the worst type of cancer there is. And you're to get your jollies off, you're leaking the most important episode that we have had in our... probably
ever?
Shows history.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly sorry. But they say they have an idea of who did it.
They just haven't figured out
they
why.
They haven't figured out why. Right. In the meantime.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
It happens. It happened here in 1963.
The story of the woman who beat him, Emma Botker. Botcher, did you watch the show last night at all? I did not.
I just saw the leak. It was about all I needed to see.
Her last name is spelled B-O-E-T-T-C-H-E-R. Botcher, probably?
Botcher.
Betker.
Is that it?
I guess.
I don't know.
Bottom. I don't know nothing, man. What are you talking about,
just,
bro?
Her last name is Bottom.
She's 27 years old. She's a University of Chicago librarian who lives on the north side, or end. And... she ended up beating him. This was taped in March. So, I mean, this is a really fast run, quick run that he had, because this wasn't Ken Jennings where it lasted multiple months.
No.
This was really 1 month and change.
This was 32 games in a row won.
Right.
And had he won yesterday, he would have only needed to win about almost $60,000 to beat Ken Jennings total. Which he probably would have done.
Yeah, for sure.
Had he not, you know, that was the problem. He never was in the hole to these people, to the other people on the panel. He was always stacked higher than them.
So she goes in there in March to tape this episode. The mm-hmm. librarian does.
Right.
And she says part of the process of going on the show is that the producers will get around to the other two contestants meeting the returning champion. Which, whatever. I mean, you know you're going to meet the returning champion. They're there. You know the drill.
Sure.
And so she said that the contestant coordinators got around to introducing him. They go to the green room, and they say, this is James. And she's like, oh, hey.
Hello, yeah. James.
Yeah. How's it going?
How are you, man?
How's it flowing?
They say, he's won 32 games in a row and however many millions of dollars. She goes, that's the first time I had ever heard of him. And those numbers, I heard him say it, and I thought to myself, no, this isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen.
He got to damn near Ken Jennings' number in 32 games, took Ken's 74.
Yes. Yep. She says, that's not real. What's the real number? And the real number never came because that was the real number. She says, so I went into denial pretty early on, and she was talking to the Chicago Tribune. She says she's been watching Jeopardy for a long time, tracking her scores at home and in a notebook for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people have their story of what to do and how to do it. But Grant, I mean, think about this. The James Holzhauer story of how he did it, I mean, that story has become viral of how he trick the system. How he became a master of the button.
Yeah, he had a method.
But all of these people, we think it's so weird to see all these episodes because you think that, all right, well, these people that he's playing against, they all know that he's gaming the system a little bit. They had no idea. Not one person.
They don't know his methodology.
No.
At the time.
No, they have no, they'd never heard of him before. Nothing. They just know they're going up against a guy that's won a bunch of games in a row and that he must be real smart.
Yeah.
She said she logged her in her notebook for 5 years, and this is a real bookwormy-looking gal. And I mean that with very high praise. She likes book. She said she already had a strategy to go for higher-value clues and find the daily doubles. He got the daily double in the first round right. She got two in the second round because she got control of the board for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the key.
And she went all in.
She got control of the board. She said she led him by $3,200 going into Final Jeopardy. Again, she had no idea that this guy had crazy ass bets and what he was actually doing. So she's going into Final Jeopardy with a $3,200 lead going, oh, okay, we'll just play it smart. Well, she says she was delighted to see that the final clue was about the William Shakespeare era. Because she was an English major at Princeton. So not only is she a librarian, she was an English major at Princeton, and the Final Jeopardy category was Shakespeare. So she was just like, winner! And so she bet 20, what was it? Did she double it up completely?
Well, whatever she needed to beat his all-in bet.
She ended up winning $46,000, which she said she plans to use to pay off her student loans and give back to the to North Carolina, where she went to library school. Man.
So she's going to give back to North Carolina, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
That's very noble.
Yeah.
Librarian's a rare breed, man.
So she wins. And she gets out of that, and she's like, yes, I won. And they're like, okay, you know, don't say anything. And by the way, this is going to be a really, really big deal. Like, the producers are like, you're going to freak out.
Your life is going to change here.
Yes, because everyone's going to know who you are now. And she said, okay, so she goes home in late March, and she starts watching James go.
From his beginning run.
From the beginning until the end.
That must have been really fun.
I know. Knowing that she was the one, she watched it all. She watched the media blitz.
It's almost like looking into the future from the future when you think about it. Because this had not happened yet in her world, but it happened in the past. But it's actually the future where she's in the future of something that already happened. Pass the weed.
Far out, man.
I could have never figured that out on modern weed. On old weed, I could have figured that out.
What about on Reiner weed?
I could have figured it out then.
No, I don't think you could have.
I guarantee you. I could compute. That's why I stay away from modern weed.
Dude, modern weed, I'll spend 3 hours trying to find the remote.
Oh, forget it. All right, so you got the numbers game on him, on Big Jam?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I told you, he is second all-time to Ken Jennings as far as total winnings. With 2,462,000. Ken Jennings, 2,520,000. So very close. And likely, in all likelihood, it would have taken James winning yesterday's game to probably go ahead of Ken Jennings.
One game?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he was 50.
I thought he was a couple hundred thousand behind him.
No.
Man.
No, he was
one
only,
game away?
I mean, 2.46 to 2.52. That's just a few thousand bucks, bro. Ken did it in 74. James did it in 32 games. Third place all time, and I'm surprised at this, is a woman named Julia Collins who played in 2014, and her winnings were only $428,000. That's a lot for Jeopardy, and she won 20 games in a row. Let's see. I think Holzhauer holds the top five of all-time single game. Yeah, single day winnings. He passed $2 million on May 24th with the 27th win. His Memorial Day netted his second highest daily total of $130,000. His highest daily total was in April 17th, when he won $131,000, breaking his own record, which occurred on April 9th when he broke the single game winnings record with $110,000. So, I mean, this guy owns every damn record. The only thing that he doesn't have is all-time winnings against Jennings.
Right, and the number of shows, obviously.
And that, to me, that doesn't even matter.
No. By the way, this chick, she got her master's degree in information science from UNC in 2016. Mm-hmm. She wrote her master's paper to graduate on predicting the difficulty of trivia questions using Jeopardy clues. And as of last night, when the Tribune talked to her, the Chicago Tribune talked to her, she had not watched herself beat Jennings. She hadn't even watched it. And then today they say she faces a New York graphic designer and a California PhD student.
Odd duck.
Yeah, man. My sister has a master's degree in library science. And one of the smartest people I know.
Maybe she should get on this.
I'm telling you, she'd do really well.
Let's get her on.
All right, Allison, if you're listening.
Sister Dingu.
I'm Allison Dingu from Western Massachusetts.
All right, Evan Grant joins us next.
Yeah.